Next, we'll report on the economic effects of a health crisis. The crisis is Ebola in West Africa, and setting aside the lives lost, the cost to prosperity is devastating. Here's NPR's Jackie Northam.
The three nations hardest hit by Ebola are among the poorest on the African continent. They're emerging from years of conflict and instability, but still they've been showing steady economic progress in recent years. That's now come to a screeching halt. Last week, the World Bank reported that Ebola could deal a potential catastrophic blow to their economies. Jim Yong Kim is the bank's president.
For 2014, we estimate that the GDP losses to Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea from this crisis will be a combined $360 million, which is a huge proportion of these very small economies.
Kim says there are two kinds of contagion surrounding Ebola. One is the virus itself. The second is fear about its rapid spread. It's that fear that forced the cancellation of many airlines into the Ebola-stricken countries. International companies have pulled workers out of the region, and projects in some key sectors such as mining are suspended. Manufacturing and construction are also being hit, says John Panzer, an economist with the World Bank.
We're seeing cement sales, for example, that are leading to construction drop by 60%. We're seeing fuel sales in Liberia reduced by 35% only in the month of August.
The Ebola scare is clearly seen in the agricultural sector. Roughly half the populations of Liberia and Sierra Leone work on cocoa and peanut plantations, rice and cassava farms. Georgia Beans is the project director in Sierra Leone for ACDI VOCA, an international development group that works with farmers. She says many farmers have fled in fear.
Is it fear of going out and contracting Ebola? Is it fear of investing your assets when you don't know what's going to happen in the future? Do you want to buy seed? Maybe you don't. Maybe you feel you need to hold on to your assets and your resources.
Fear has also forced many surrounding countries to seal their borders, normally where much trade is done. That includes the Ivory Coast, Côte d'Ivoire, which produces nearly 40% of the world's cocoa. Analysts say there would be a huge impact on the world's cocoa industry if the farms had to be abandoned. Liberia has a small cocoa industry, but usually many Liberians head to Côte d'Ivoire to help with the upcoming harvest. Not this year.
Precautions have been set up to make sure that the virus does not spread into Côte d'Ivoire.
Bill Guyton is the president of the World Cocoa Foundation. He says the government in Côte d'Ivoire needed to seal its borders to make sure not one person with Ebola gets onto the cocoa farms.
There are millions of farmers that grow the crop in West Africa. These are small-scale family farms. Many of them are in remote areas. So it is a challenge both to communicate and to reach out to these farmers.
The International Risk Consultancy Group, IHS, says so far the Ebola epidemic has not had a major effect on economic activity outside Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. But it's tenuous. The World Bank says if cases start showing up in surrounding countries, the economic cost could be in the billions of dollars. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.